AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Let's start afresh. All of us.
Joe Biden has been sworn in as the 46th president. The AP Sankar Magani reports he inherits crises arguably greater than any faced by his predecessors.
2 weeks after an insurrection at the Capitol, Biden stood on its west front, hand on an old family Bible, and took the oath of office before declaring democracy has won.
This is America's day.
And in a nation deeply divided and staggered by a virus pandemic, Biden says it's time to renew and rebuild together.
For without unity, there is no peace, only bitterness and fury.
For those who did not support him,
hear me out as we move forward.
While three former presidents were at the Capitol, Donald Trump was not. He flew to Florida hours earlier, the first president twice impeached, becoming the first in modern times to skip his successor's inauguration. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On day one, the new president plans a series of executive actions to roll back Trump administration initiatives and also planned to send an immigration proposal to Capitol Hill that would create an 8-year path to citizenship for immigrants living in the country illegally. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy congratulated the new president and says, let's move forward.
As leaders, we are judged not by our words, but by our actions. So let's go forth from here together, accomplish great things for the American people.
With Washington on edge, President Biden was safely sworn in today. There were a few scattered arrests, but no major protest or serious disruptions. The Biden team has already started moving into the White House. The push to inoculate Americans against the coronavirus is hitting a roadblock. A number of states are reporting they are running out of vaccine. A fourth person has died following a powerful gas explosion downtown in Madrid, Spain. This is AP News. Lottery players are hoping for a big payday.
The Mega Millions jackpot has reached $970 million after Tuesday night's drawing failed to produce a winner. That's the biggest in more than 2 years and the third largest jackpot in U.S. history. But that's not all. The Powerball jackpot is at $730 million for the Wednesday night drawing. It's the first time both lottery jackpots have topped $700 million. For Mega Millions, the odds of matching all six numbers are 1 in 302 million. And for Powerball, they are 1 in 292 million. I'm Mike Hempen.
Two city councils in North Carolina, Durham and Greensboro, unanimously passed ordinances protecting against discrimination for wearing hairstyles, such as braids, dreadlocks, or afros. It's an issue that black people, especially women, say they faced in their careers. Several states have passed similar bans. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.